And now, Capital Chat, the Community Connection, KINY.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Capital Chat on KINY, 800 AM, 94.9 FM. We have a very special guest in the studio this morning to tell us about the Empty Bowl event that is coming up this coming weekend at Centennial Hall. The special guest is, I'm going to try to get your name correct the first time. I'm going to try really hard here. Maria Loavishuk.
Perfect.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, you just made my day.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for saying it correctly, too. Doesn't happen very often.
Well, I had a little coaching, I have to admit. Well, thank you for the coaching, and thank you for joining us on Capital Chat today. It's a very, very important event that you're heading up. You are the executive director for Juno Housing First. Is it collaborative?
Juno Housing First Collaborative, DBA, The Glory Hole.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Now, tell us about this event that's coming up.
So this is our annual fundraiser, Empty Bowls, and it has been at Centennial Hall since, I believe, 2005. And then during the pandemic, we did not have it at Centennial Hall. It was outside of our facility. And so this is the first year where it's coming back full on, where will be lots of bowls made by the local artists. They're really beautiful. We have lots of wooden ones and lots of ceramic ones. We're of all sorts of different sizes and colors are really beautiful this year. And then there'll be soups by local restaurants and bread and butter and cookies and music and a dessert auction and a silent auction. And it's just like really a great way to spend your Sunday afternoon with your neighbors and friends listening to music and getting a beautiful bowl.
Excellent. Now tickets are $60. You can get your tickets online right now at jahc.org, or you can press your luck and wait to get one at the door. But as you and I were talking earlier, it has sold out.
It has sold out in the past. Yeah. And also, it's just really nice for us when people get tickets online, because when we worry less about who is going to come and who is not going to come, and we just have like an idea, a better idea about food. So it would be really great if people could buy tickets in advance online at the JAHC website.
So get your tickets now. Go to jahc.org. That is the recommended way to get them. That is the preferred way that you get your tickets. However, if you can't do that, you can get them at the door. Now, dozens of restaurants are supplying soup. Local restaurants supplying soup. Lots of different kinds of soup are going to be available, and different kinds of bread and butter. And this is, you're speaking my language. I am a soup fanatic. I have my favorite kinds of soup, and I'm sure that'll be there as well. What is your favorite soup that's being served?
I am pretty partial to the Zerelda soup myself. Yeah. But all the soups are very, very delicious and super good. And I'm just one person. But yeah, the soups are usually really, really great.
So now when I buy my ticket online, or if I can't and I have to get it at the door, that ticket gets me a bowl, correct? And I get to take that bowl?
You get to take your bowl home, and you don't actually get to eat the soup out of your bowl, which is interesting because of health code, because you can have as much soup as you want,
right?
Normally, and so because of health code, you can't fill up your ceramic bowl or your wooden bowl with soup, and so you get like a paper bowl, but you definitely get to take your ceramic or wooden bowl home.
Okay, now again, this is this coming Saturday. Centennial Hall starts at 2 o'clock, goes till 5:30-ish. There's going to be a dessert auction, a silent auction, and soup galore. Now, this is a fundraiser. We need to emphasize what this is a fundraiser for. Please.
So the Juno Housing First Collaborative, DBA, The Glory Hole, provides permanent supportive housing, emergency shelter, and food to people who need it. And so we have 64 units of permanent supportive housing at Forget Me Not Manor. And we are breaking ground like the Monday after Empty Bowls on phase 3, which will add 28 more units to our facility. which will be pretty amazing. And then we have an emergency shelter, which has 43 beds and 12 overflow bunks. And we do breakfast, lunch, and dinner there every single day of the year with the help of our wonderful dinner volunteers.
Okay. Again, this is a huge fundraiser. It is the Empty Bowl event, Centennial Hall, 2 o'clock till 5:30 this coming Saturday. And it is a massive fundraiser for the Glory Hall and the Forget-Me-Not Manor. Now, you can learn more about this online. Go to housejuno.org. That's housejuno.org. And do a little search on their website. It's very user-friendly. And you can, if you can't make it for the Empty Bowl event, there is a donate button on their website. Okay, that is housejuno.org. It is the website for Juno Housing First Collaborative, DBA, the Glory Hall. And again, you can also call them. The numbers, if you'd like to call the Glory Hall, it is 586-4159, or you can call Forget Me Not Manor at 500-7345. Lots of ways to get in touch with them. But again, we want to encourage you to go online to jahc.org and get your tickets for the event this coming Saturday. It's going to be beautiful weather for it as well.
I think it's Sunday, sorry.
Oh, is it Sunday? Sunday. It's the 21st. What day is... Hold on. Let me look at my calendar. Oh,
we have screwed this up before. No. We scheduled it at the home show.
That's my bad. Yeah. It is at Centennial Hall on the 21st. So whatever day of the week, the 21st, I don't know what day of the week it is now. All I know is it's tax day.
Oh, my God. It is tax day.
It is tax day, yes. And today is April 15th, and that does make the 21st, well, now my calendar is just playing games with me. The 21st is a Sunday. And so, Sunday, the 21st at Centennial Hall. And it's going to be a beautiful day as well. I mean, we're going to have gorgeous weather between now and then. Go get yourself some soup for lunch at 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 5:30. Hang out, get a bowl, do a little silent auction and dessert auction. What kind of desserts are there going to be?
Oh, we're going to be all sorts of really beautiful cakes. Like very beautiful. Like humongous beautiful cakes.
Oh.
With like lots of things on them.
Man, you're just like throwing bait out there for me. Soup and cake. It's a couple of my favorite things in the whole wide world. You throw some coffee in there and you got me. It's the Empty Bowl event, and it is a fundraiser for Glory Hall and Forget Me Not Manor. Please go online and get your tickets. They're just $60. You can go to jahc.org and get your tickets now. Also, make sure you check out the Juno Housing First Collaborative website. That is housejuno.org, and you can donate on there, find out about employment opportunities, find their contact information, what you can do to get involved, how you can help out. There's so many ways, and learn about them, what they do, who they do it for, and what events are coming up in the future as well. They do have some stuff posted on their website. Maria, thank you for telling us about this and joining us kind of getting the ball rolling here.
Thank you so much for letting us come on.
Yeah. Now, how many people does it take to get this sort of an event organized in?
Dozens of people. I mean, because so there's the Rotary volunteers who do all of the volunteering. There are so many artists that contribute bowls. There are tons of volunteers at the event. There are restaurants that donate the soups and all of their employees. There are people who make cookies. I mean, it's really, really amazing how many people contribute to this fundraiser. Yeah. And of course, our sponsors, our big sponsors, we're over 25 sponsors that are organizations that are sponsoring us. I mean, it's really truly a community event.
It is. It is. Again, you know, you can go to the JAHC website. That's jahc.org and get your tickets. Also, I just noticed, Maria, that if you go to the Juno Housing First Collaborative website, there is a tab for tickets on the website that takes you to the JAHC website. So either way works, okay? It will take you there, and you can get your tickets online. That is the recommended method of getting tickets. Okay, they're just $60 for general admission. Looks like $15 for students. So check it out online. Go to jahc.org and get your tickets, or you can go check out more information on this at the Juno Housing First Collaborative website. That is housejuno.org. And make sure that you get to this event. There's dessert, soup. How can you go wrong? And you get a bowl with your ticket made by a local artist. And dozens of restaurants offering the soup. And how many different desserts are there? Do you know off the top of your head?
Well, I've been told that I should keep it to 12, but we've had a hard time limiting it to 12 in the past.
You know, that's just the way Juno is. If you ask somebody for support, for help here, it comes out of the woodwork. It really does. And you can absolutely get all the support you need. Very, very giving community, very generous and caring. So again, that is this coming Sunday. Let's emphasize Sunday on this. Centennial Hall, 2 till 5:30, and that is April 21st. It is the Empty Bowl event. Thank you, Maria, so much for your time and coming in and sharing that with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is going to do it for our Capital Chat this morning. We hope that you've learned something. We do hope that you get over to the website, the JAHC website, and get your tickets for this event. It's a big event, and it really needs your attention, okay? Again, jahc.org. Get your tickets now, and that's just $60 for general admission. Or if, like we said, if you'd like to get the student price, well, of course, you'd have to be a student. That's just $15. Get your bowl, get your soup, get your dessert. And oh, before we leave, what any particular items on the auction block that we should know about?
Where Alaska Airlines tickets to where, anywhere you want to go, two of them.
Well, I think you got everybody hooked now. That's a good thing. Thank you, Maria. That's going to do it for Capital Chat today.